Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
God. This is Vance Bailey Harris. Bring you see the prosperity broadcast on this Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. Time is look. This is June already. This year is passing. Full time passing. Time is passing fast. Praise the Lord. I thank for all you all that are tuning me in. I thank God for those that have listened to me so many different times and Listen to me when they can. Yeah, I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee, where all the shooting going on. Oh, Jesus. So much shooting. But we still praying. Praise the Lord. Yes. And I'm dealing with show me the money. That's the move. Well, in the mood, this man was saying, show me the money. I already like that phrase. Show me the money. I'm talking, and this is the day I'm talking to. This is my topic today. Show me the money. Show me the money. Do I have to say anything else? But when you say show me the money, it's telling everything, doesn't it? Oh, I want you to do this. Show me the money. Oh, will you go and do this for me? I'm looking for you to bring this home for me. Go to the grocery store. First thing you say, you know, when you tell them, Show me the money. That's all you need to say. They know, show you the money, or else they are not going to do whatever you want them to do. That's where the ball bounces. That's where the ball bounces. Show me the money. And I would say, people do not do anything these days without wanting to get paid for it. Oh, they would say, oh, it's all right. You know me nothing. But the bottom line is all about that dollar. What about you? Are you that way? It's all about that dollar. Oh, you do this, you do that. As long as they giving you something. But once that hand stop issuing out money to you or dresses or clothes or whatever means that you lack, you would stop. Oh, you say, well, I don't have anything to do. No, you not that you don't have anything to do. You would say, well, you know, I can't care. Well, I can't do this today. I got something else to do. So-and-so, I got to take something. I got to take my mother here, mother there. Oh, yeah, we can. Honey, look, we can come up with some lies. We can come up with some lies when you don't want to do something, and that lady, that man has stopped giving you that money. Look, you're gonna find something to do to keep from doing what they want you to do because they have stopped giving you the money. I know what I'm talking about. Especially members of people, yeah, if they know you, if you can go over their house or apartment or help them out, and as long as you go issue out that dollar. Oh, so Miss So and So, I do this for you, Miss So and So. But as long as they know you're gonna give them something. Oh, that's all right. Oh no, just be for real. It's not all right. You know we do that. It's all about that dollar. I'm talking about the one that do that. All about that dollar. Show me the money. Shoot, you sure put the money. That's why a lot of babies right now, because that man showed that woman that money. Honey, that's an old trick. Old trick. Look, they get presents, they get one, but they already got one child and no support. They're having a hard time. That man coming, that woman's life, show her that money. And see, I end up getting another baby trying to take you to the press, baby, because the man showed her the money. Let's be for real. It's all about that dollar. It's about that dollar. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. It's about the dollar. It's all about the money. All about that money. You can be in the church, out the church, at work, or whatever. In church, you know, those that pay your tithes and everything, they get the top treatment. They get good treatment. And you know what? And sometimes they can say whatever they want to say to you. And sometimes the pastor don't say nothing. But, you know, they just let it be. Unless you raise $1,000 of hell and you're about to get into it in that church. You know, they do. People do you wrong. They do you wrong because someone else paying good money or do a nice thing for you or buying this for you. They would be partial to that particular person. That's life. That's human nature. That's life. And no sense of trying to sugar and coat it up. So that's the truth. Show me the money. Just show me the money, and we can talk. So, and some of y'all listen to me right now. You all have said that many. Let me put it like this. A lot of people have said the same phrase. Show me the money. Show me the money. Praise the Lord. Show me the money. That's all it is. And that's all they say. Show me the money. And I'm dealing with Ecclesiastes, what, the 10th chapter and the 19th verse. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answers all things. Sometimes people say that too. Money answer all things. Sometimes Christians have gotten in the pulpit said that money answer all things. But you know, see, money answer all things to a certain degree. Money can give you happiness. Money can give you healing. You know, and so money is good for money. So when you need to buy things and party, yeah, when you have a party, you Yeah, those love to drink wine, make a meal. Yeah, you be happy. You be happy. One little lady was telling me, she said, you go to up north, said they might not have any food for you, but they sure gonna have plenty of drink, plenty of liquor for you to drink. That's what she told me. She said, up north, she said, they might not have food for you. She said, but you're doing business. They might not have food for you. She said, but they have plenty of liquor. They love to party. They love to party. They love to party. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm talking about show me the money. That, you know, that topic says it all. Show me the money. Some of y'all thinking about people that have, some of y'all have said to yourself, it's all about that dollar. It's all about that dollar. It's all about that dollar. That bottom line is that dollar, that money. You lead companies. They recall the product. But before they recall the product, how long have they known about the product that was bad or wasn't working right or recalls cars? How long did they know that before they told us? By they recalling all the sudden so many cars, sometimes some of the cars be wrong, they be recalled. Well, okay. The manufacturer of the company, well, when did they know about it? Before they told us. The recall chicken, the recall this and that food. Well, okay, it's a recall on it, but when did you know there was something wrong with the product? It's all about that dollar. They keep it quiet. Until somebody gets killed, or too many people get killed, don't deal with just one person get killed or have a problem, or have to have an operation or set up cancer. They wait till a lot of people get killed, die from certain food and certain chemicals that and these different things that you spray in your house things that you spray through on your house in your alpha buds and then put your weeds and stuff. It caused cancer. But when did they find out it caused cancer? It was a long time before they let us know they caused cancer. Same way about cigarettes. They used to advertise cigarettes all the time. Well, look here. Cigarettes. And now they tell you it caused cancer. It caused cancer then. But it's all about that dog. But now things got so tight and people are having a cancer from these smoking these cigarettes that now they say that it was, you know, they don't advertise these different types of brand of cigarettes like they used to. This is on TV all the time. All the time. Advertising cigarettes. Show me the money. It's all about that dog. It's all about that dog. People know things would harm you. And they would not let you know until it get too late till somebody died from it. You know, it's bad, but it's all about the money. It's all about the dollar. Show me the money. My God. And you all can know incidents where it's all about that dollar. People know something was defect. It was defective. And then they wouldn't tell you. And they wouldn't let you know. You know. Oh, yes, I'm still talking about show me the money. Money answers all things. Shoot. Ecclesiastes 10:19. A feast is made for laughter, and wine make it merry. But money answers all things. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're gonna have a song. Praise the Lord.
And I say to
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, this is Evangelist Vetta Harris. I'll bring you to the Prosperity Broadcast on a Sunday evening. We're going to pray, Father. We're going to pray. So much stuff going on. So many problems, so many problems, so many problems, so much sickness and everything. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the way out and you know the way in, Father. God, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know how to touch bodies. You know how to change minds. You know how to change hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father. Holy Ghost, move in this situation. Move in old million situations that people are tuning me in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, not because my name is Betty Harris, but Lord, they need a prayer. They need healing. They need deliverance from you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. Touch them to make a way for them, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Do the supernatural. Do miracles in their behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch their body, Lord. Touch their body. Touch their body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So chest pain, oh, God. Bronchitis, yes, Lord. High blood pressure, yes, Lord. Back problem, yes, Lord. Oh, knee problem, yes, Lord. Hip problem, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Eye problem, yes, Lord. Ear problem, yes, Lord. Foot problem, yes, Lord. High hand problem, ankle problem. Oh, Father. Spread it in the ankle, spread it in the leg. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch. Hey, glory. Touch, Lord, touch. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Move, 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 Lord. Go in the hospital room, Lord. Go in the hospital room where they laying down on their hospital bed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch their body, Lord. Oh, God, ease the pain. In the name of Jesus, let them be able to sleep, Lord. So many people can't sleep, Lord. They can't sleep. Let them enable them to sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. So many people have sleepless night, Lord. They're worrying. Lord, let them give that worry to you. Your burden is haunted. Your burning light. Oh, your disease and your burning light. Lord, they can't carry it. They can't carry it. The load too heavy. Load too heavy. Name of Jesus. They're bickering and arguing. Ease that argument in the household among those children, among their husband and wife, Lord. Bring them back, bring husband and wife back together again. Mend that marriage, bring love in that marriage again, Lord, where they have heart of stone. Oh, make the heart of flesh. Bring love in that marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus. The devil want to come between marriages, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and save those children, Lord. The children get unruly, Lord. Touch those children, Father. Save them. Name of Jesus, save them. Touch them, Lord. These children do everything in the name of Jesus. Go in the neighborhood, Lord, where the drug dealer trying to take over. Lord, you take over. Oh, Holy Ghost, let them know who the boss. You the boss, Holy Ghost. You the boss. In the name of Jesus, up and down these streets, Lord, these neighborhoods. Folks scared to go outside, Lord, even in the house, scared to even stay in the house. They shoot, Lord. Oh, I come against all this violence in the name of Jesus. The spirit of violence, I come against the spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. All I don't know how to pray about. All that I know that I'm not praying right, Lord, give me how to pray. Give me how to pray. Give me how to pray. Or not me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that people can be touched and people can be delivered and they can be saved in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Meet those financial problems in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some people need a job. They need their rent paid. They need their mortgage paid. Intervene, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The laziness. Some people got lazy on laziness. Don't want to work. Lord God. Say that come against that laziness, that trifiness, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't want to work. Don't want to work. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch. Touch. Change heart. Change mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Touch, touch, touch. You can't make it without you, Lord. You can't make it without you, Lord. Oh, we can't make it without you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. My God, my God. My God, my God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. Yes, please. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
I'm tired, options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered down, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you.
Take me to the King.
Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Betty Harris. Praise the Lord. From your city prosperity from Baltimore. I'm talking about show me the money. Show me the money. That what, you know, that says a lot. That show me the money. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. Show me the money. Show me the money. That's what I'm talking about. Show me the money. It's all about that dollar. It's all about that dollar. People do things for you, but they want something in return. They really do. They want something in return. Psalms 103:2. Oh, Jesus. 103:2-3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yeah. Who forgives all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. God is good. God is good. God is able. My God, my God. It's so much. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. In Matthew 8:16-17, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Okay, okay, okay. God is good. God is good. God works miracles. You know, and we got to think about miracles. Well, look at things. Well, I don't see how this gonna work. Believe it. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in supernatural miracles too. I believe. I believe. Yes. If it don't never happen to me, I still believe God can do it, and I know God can do it, and I'm not gonna change my mind on that. Yes, He can. And I'm not, the devil not going to doubt me on that one, whether he does for me or not. I know he can. I know he can. And that's what we got to think about. I know he can. We look at, well, so-and-so didn't get here, or so-and-so didn't get this, and so-and-so didn't get that. I don't care if so-and-so didn't get this or whatever. God's still able. God is able. He's able. He's able. So you got to think about it. He's still able. You don't never doubt the Lord. He can't do it. Yes, He can do it. What's the thing about it? A lot of times we need to get our stuff together. Do we hold grudges against people? Do we have hatred in our heart? Look, we need to get our life together. We want God to come in. You know, they want God to come. You know what? And you know, and we think as if God doesn't have any sense. We want to live any way we want to live till we get sick or in trouble or need help. And then we cry out to the Lord. We want everybody in the world to pray for us. And time you get delivered, you go back to your same old mess. The same old mess. And then you get delivered. You pray again, people pray for you again. And then you, then when you get delivered again, you go back to the same old mess. You need to get saved and turn your life to the Lord. Pray for me. Pray for so-and-so. Get right. Get right. Get right. Just have you people just pray. I mean, your name stayed on the prayer list. Stayed on the prayer list. But what you doing once you get delivered? Doing it, going back to the same old mess? No. It's time out for that. One day you get caught going trying to go back. You won't be able to go back. Look, some of us can't go back. Now, God has given a change, a warning after warning and warning. And we still playing church. One day you can't go back. God is forgiving God. Yes. But some people, God give a limitation on. Look, he give a limitation. I mean it. Some people can't do what I'm supposed to do. I don't care who's. And don't let nobody tell you that. But so-and-so, this and that. No, some people, God got the hand on their life. And some people, God got a certain way for them to do. And he mean business. And you don't do it. You don't do it now. Well, God is a loving God. Yes, He is. But He's no fool neither. He want to use you, and then you want to do what you want to do. And then when you decide you ready to come in, I'm ready, Lord. Oh my God. You want to come in on your time, on your timetable, not on the Lord's timetable, but on your timetable. God want to use you. He want to bless you. He want to use you to bring many souls to the many souls in the kingdom of God, and you don't want to do it. Oh, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And one thing I always have said, you can say, "Oh, you're gonna be a popular person. You're gonna write songs, and you're gonna go all the world traveling and this and that." That's fine, but long they tell you you're gonna be a pastor, or you're gonna be an evangelist, or you're gonna be a missionary, I don't want to do that. No, because you know why? Because you don't want to live right. You don't want to live that strict life. No, that's what it is. But why? You don't want to live, be a missionary. You don't want to be a pastor. You don't want to do this and that. But no, you have to walk the talk line. No, I don't. No, not for me. And you know, God, you know what? And that's slapping the Lord's face, too. You can tell me you don't want to serve God. You want to stay out of here, but you want to serve the devil. But yet you want the Lord to bless you. You want the Lord to bless you. Yeah. We want certain things we want to do. We don't want to live holy. We don't want to live safe. We don't want to live this Christian life. Uh-uh. It's too hard. God, don't take all that. Oh, yes, it does. And more. Oh. It's not an easy job just trying to make it in now. Because you have to die daily. So you don't know day by day. You don't know what's going to come against you and what you're going to have to face. And one day won't do it all. As long as you're in this land of living, one day won't do it all. Uh-uh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. One day won't do it all. We got to die daily. Don't want to serve the Lord. Don't want to serve God, but yet you want his best. You want his best. You want all you can get out of the Lord. Trying to persuade and trying to bargain with the Lord. Okay. My Lord, my Lord. Yeah, want to bargain with it. Well, this and that. Excuse me, things are rough. As it is, things are rough. Shoot, already it is rough. It's not plaything out here. It's rough out here. It's rough. We're going to pray. My Lord. And 3 John 1:2, behold, now beloved, I wish all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. Show me the money, my Lord. Psalms 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart and binding up their wounds. And Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. You know, somebody gets sad, and you know, you want to be around people that are happier. I don't care what you're going through. You can have a smile on your face. Who want to be around people that frown all the time? No smile on their face. Look, it's not gonna change. But it's not gonna change. Why not? You want to put a smile on your face, then to put a frown. They said take more muscle to frown than it does to smile. What you got to lose? Just smile. You never know what can happen. People like to be around people that don't smile. Don't be always looking all mean. My Lord. I might be off course, but that's all right. It's still the seed of prosperity broadcast. Show me the money. That says all. Show me the money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. My Lord. We're going to play another song. I'll come back for prayer. My Lord.
Force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile.
Oh, then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong. Of my battle, all hope's gone.
With nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But
then I climbed the hills and saw.
My Lord, a storm is not nice. The storm is something else. But you know, you can't be in the storm forever. You got to come out. And then you're either going through a storm, you're in a storm, or you're coming out of one of the three. Now, which one are you in? You going into one, you in one, or you coming out of a storm? You're going to have some storms in your life, that's for sure. That is for sure. I'm gonna apply better easy. We want it easy. Oh my Lord. We want it easy. Oh. We want it easy. Praise the Lord. I'm dealing with 103, 2 and 4, bless the Lord, oh my soul, for getting out all his benefits. My God. My God. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 and 28. My Lord. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the scripture the Lord gave me, about 20-some years ago when I first got on the air. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God, folks. We got to seek the Lord. We won't say it on five better to eat, but we got to seek the Lord. It's all about that dollar. You got to get, you got to put that dollar aside. Well, just, oh, well, we got to live, got to do this. Put that dollar aside. And look, money is not the root of all these, but the love of money. Somebody love money. We can't serve two masters. We try to serve two masters. My God, you can't do it. It's impossible. You can't straddle the fence. You either have to get on one side or the other. Now, how you feel straddling the fence? How long can you think you can straddle the fence? You get over a fence, trying to straddle the fence. Your leg, you be just as stiff as you can be, trying to straddle the fence, and that's where you want to stay. You got to get either on one side or the other. Now, choose this day which side you want to get on. Choose this day who you going to serve. But as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve God. I don't have a choice. You know, they say, well, you got a choice. Look, when God put the hammer down on somebody, the Lord put the hammer down. God put the hammer down on me. No, I'm not going to do what you want to do now and get him to run away with his blessing. God is not playing. He doesn't play with me. He sure doesn't. He does not play with me. Whoa, my Lord. That's why I get in so much trouble. A lot of times. I got to do it God's way. I can't do it man's way. I got to do it God's way. God's way. When you do it this way, you do it this way. I got to do it God's way. So see, huh? My arms are too short to box with the Lord. And hello, God is not playing. When he laid the rule down for certain people, for some of us, and he mean business. Lay the rule down. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. We're going to pray. I might be talking too much, but we're going to pray. Pray, Lord. Y'all want to hear this prayer. Praise the Lord. Y'all want some prayer going on. I don't blame you, shoot. Give me some prayer. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yes, Lord. Pray for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, you got me on this air to pray for the people, to pray, Lord, to pray. They need prayer. They need prayer. They're going through. They need help. They need your help, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord. On the sound of my voice, touch. In the name of Jesus. Set free. Oh, I break the family curses. In the name of Jesus. Bloodline. If anything wrong, they have sin in their life. Sin down, wear down in the bloodline. Lord, forgive. Oh, clean up the blood. Purify the blood. Purify the blood, Lord. Say, oh, the bloodline. Clear the bloodline. I come against that bloodline, that the alcoholism, oh, that adultery, that fornication. Oh, God, the diabetes. Some people in their family, they are diabetic. All thrown down two and three generations. I break that curse, Father. And cancer, and some family have cancer. In the name of Jesus, I come against that curse, the bloodline, in the name of Jesus. We got the Holy Ghost, the bloodline, and I see, oh, I break that bloodline. I break it, Lord, in the sin now through the bloodline. Oh, forgive us, Lord. Forgive, Lord, forgive, in the name of Jesus. Say to take your hands off, in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke. I break the cord in the name of Jesus. The bloodline is in the bloodline. In the name of Jesus, set free the bloodline. Oh, clear the line in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. By the name of Jesus. Lord. Sickness everywhere. Work out. Oh, I need different problems, different ailments. Rock it out. Heal and deliver, Lord. Stretch out, stretch out. Stretch out on them, Lord. Holy Ghost, stretch out on them. In the name of Jesus. Move in these different neighborhoods. In the name of Jesus. In the mall. In these different malls, Lord. Heal and protect. And heal and protect them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Give transportation. Give transportation, Lord. People need transportation. Oh, the elderly people need transportation. Go in the nursing home. Go in the nursing home. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Heal and deliver. Oh, bring peace and harmony. Bring peace, Lord. Oh, ease their wearing mind, Lord. Oh, the loneliness in the name of Jesus. Heal, touch, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, see that people forget about the elderly people, Lord. Oh, God, top of their heart, Jesus. Top of their heart, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that I like you, I come against it. In the name of Jesus, Satan, take your hands off. Take your hands off. In the name of Jesus, we got you. We got you. Got you. We got you. We got you. Oh, Father. We got you. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Move, move, move in our behalf, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All of us see in our soul. In the name of Jesus. Eye problem, Lord. Oh, cataract on the eyes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in blue, cholesterol. In the name of Jesus. Heart problem. Ah, in the eyes. In the name of Jesus, tumors, I dissolve the tumors, all kinds of tumors, dissolve them, Lord. Hallelujah, I see all kinds of tumors, dissolve tumors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's cancer demon, there's cancer spirit. I come against all cancer spirits in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Set free, Lord, under the I see, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch that spirit. Touch that tumor under the feet. Touch Holy Ghost. Move Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those stomach problems. Digestion system. In the name of Jesus. Touch the body. Touch that stomach, Lord. Lord, let the food digest, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Regulate the stomach. Out of your seat. In the name of Jesus. Regulate the mouth. Out of your seat. In the name of Jesus. Out of your soul. Oh, Jesus. Give strength, Lord. Give strength, Lord. Give strength, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Information in the body. I come against it and I see. In the name of Jesus. Information in the body. Got to go in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch the body. Hallelujah. I see. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God, you're so good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, my God. Oh, God. Yeah, this is Matthew Betty Harris, but you see a prosperity broadcast. And my top today is show me the money. Yes, Lord, show me the money. My God, my God, my God. We're going to have another song. Praise the Lord.
Kneel down.
At the altar.
When you kneel.
When you
So if your journey through life has been bittersweet, and the courage to dream has turned incomplete, oh my, at the altar your brokenness he will meet.
Oh,
there is joy in knowing he's near.
So on this life journey,
to look back,
the courage,
and the courage to dream,
oh my. Nobody but Jesus.
All about it.
He knows how to handle everything.
At
the altar.
At the altar.
You can tell him
you
just
can tell him. Have to do is humble yourself right now and just go.
I don't care.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, meet your need at the altar. Meet your need at the altar. And God good. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, this is Master Better Heard coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tune in, tune in. Then if you want to call in, on the call, while I'm on live, every Sunday I'll be live. When I get off the broadcast, I put on Facebook. But while I'm on the radio from 5:30 to 7:30, I try my best to be live. I'm still learning. Call this number 347-850-1971 if you want to listen. And just listen, that's good. Praise the Lord. 347-850-1971. You can write me as post office box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee 38175. See the Prosperity Ministry or the Evangelist Better Harry. Either way, either one of them. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God is good. God is good. God is good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, where we are now, my Lord, my Lord. My God, my God. Isaiah 40:29-31. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. One day I'm trying to get all my stuff together and one laid out in one spot. All my everything I need, praise the Lord. Isaiah 40:29-31, praise the Lord. He give power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even you will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. Okay. Let me see what they say. My Lord, my Lord. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not faint. Sometimes these different versions. Now, I might read different versions, but I can understand the King James Version. Because, you know, you've been in it for 20, 30 years, and you just about can pick it up. But the other version, you know, it's good for research and study, but I got to get the King James Version. That's the version I can understand all at once. For somebody, another type of version, I can do research with that version. But to remember those different verses, because they got different words in it, you know, different interpretations. They don't have the same interpretation, but it's a different way. The words are different. Some of them words are different. And so it gets me confused. It will get me confused. That's why I try to get the King James Version. Now, give me King James Version, I can go with you. Then the other version, no. You know, when I do my broadcast, when I do my research or whatever, I can understand the King James Version. Like I said, I use the other version for references. Some people use different versions, but I don't use only the, no. My main one is King James Version. Now, some of y'all might have another type of version. That's good. I don't have any problem with that. But I know me. No, I can't. Some of them can't understand. I said, you know what? But King James Version, I know right away, you know, where it's coming from. Okay. This is Better Harry. Yes, Lord. I'm just ramming, but I thank the Lord. Yeah, I'm telling you too, sometimes it gets around. So much going on. Oh, you need a breakthrough. You need a breakthrough. So do. It's so much going on.
Holy Father,
no one
like you. and I will bless,
and I will bless your name.
I will bless your name.
Bless your name. Bless your name.
matter where you are, no matter what you're doing.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall.
Get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
You're waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh.
For a Savior God, a sinner who fell down.
Oh, my brother, my sister. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
His arms open wide.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
God is so good. He's so good. My God, my God. He's good to you, and he's good to me. And that's no lie. I'm thinking about it. God is good to everybody. Praise the Lord. He's a good God. Yeah, this is coming from Tennessee. My topic today is show me the money. Show me the money. Show me the money. That's all I need to say. It says a lot right there. Show me the money. You want me to do this? You want me to do that? Show me the money. You want me to take you here? Do you want me to take you there? Show me the money. People not in these days, they don't do nothing for you unless there's something in it. They grow up with mama, daddy, brother, sister, everybody. I would say everybody, but so many people. You know, they play that thing. Oh, it's fine. You don't hold me nothing. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They want something. I bet one thing, you give it to them, I bet they take it. You give it to them, they take it. Show me the money. You know, people love money. You know, money's not evil, but the love of money, that's what evil. Some people, they want to buy you something, then give you money. I had a friend, she want to buy it. She want to do this or that, then to give money. You know, I said, Lord, a long time ago, she said, well, I can do this, but I'm not giving you the money, but I can do this for you. I can cook, you know, and this and that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you need money. You need that too. But some people, you know, they don't want to give money to you. I don't know what that spirit is. I ran across my least four people. That they don't want to give you money, they want to buy you things. They don't want to give you the money. If they owe you money, they want to buy you something instead of giving you the money that they owe. I'm telling you, what y'all explain that to me. Somebody needs to explain that spirit to me. They don't want to give you the money. If they owe you money, they don't want to give you money, they want to buy you something. What type of spirit is that? Y'all got to tell me that. Y'all gotta explain that type of spirit, but they do have it. Just as tight with money, don't know what. Just as tight as a dickie. Just tight. My Lord, yeah, this is better have it. Show me the money, that's what I'm talking about. Show me the money. You want me to do this? Show me the money. You want me to take you here? Show me the money. My Lord. My Lord, my Lord. God is good. God is good. Yes, he is. Life is something. Life is something. I'm playing the sun out there. I'm going to pray after this sun. Praise the Lord. Oh, God is so good. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help, help. Then I can't get this done together. Let me see now. Okay. Oh, Jesus. What do we have here? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I've been through this before, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord. Oh. Let me see. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Okay. Yes. My Lord, my Lord. I don't know what's going on. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. This is Sylvia Vance Betty Harris. Oh, my Lord. God is so good. Let me see about this right here then. Oh, my Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. He is so good. My Lord, my Lord. Let's see about this thing. Jesus, man. My Lord. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Oh, no wonder. Oh. Just 1 second. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Life is not a bed of roses. Just hang on in there. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Just bear with me. This thing has come loose. It has come loose. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to put it back together again. Okay. Yeah, we got it back. Let me see. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all just... Lord, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Yes, 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 yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Well, let's pray. Praise the Lord. This is the Master Bailey Harris. Bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm dealing with Show Me the Money. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch the people hard. Touch, make a way for them, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. People going through. So many of them going through, Lord. They're going through. Yes, Lord. They're going through. And they don't know what to do. Giving them a sense of direction, Father. In the name of Jesus. Giving them a sense of direction. Oh, things are bad. They're confused. Give peace of mind, Father. Peace of mind. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Give peace of mind. Because they are so confused. They don't know which way to go. They don't know where to go, who to talk to. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They need help. Lord, we need help. We can't go on this journey without you, Father. We can't go on this journey without you, Lord. We can't go. My Lord. We need you, Lord. Some of us are so confused. Oh, my Lord. We are so confused. Oh, God. I'm trying to get this. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my. I'm trying to get these songs together. The thing came loose. But God is so good. Praise the Lord. Lord, touch the many different bodies, Lord. The headache. They have these migraine headaches. Lord, I said, I might pray. Lord, they're all over the migraine headache. They have back problems, Father, in the name of Jesus. They got stomach problems. They got ear problems. They got eye problems. They got nose problems. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. And some of the operations, take that fear, anxiety, calm them down, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Name of Jesus. My Lord. They're having problems. They're having all kinds of problems. Lord, touch.
Even though things don't always go my way, I've determined,
yes, Lord,
in my heart to in spite of the cost, for nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
I want to see him.
talking about messing up. This thing is messing up. The sun, Pa. Let me see. Praise the Lord. This is Bancy Betty Harris. I'm dealing with show me the money. That's all. This says enough right there. Show me the money. People do a lot of things for you, but you got to show them the money. You got to show them the money. That's the old thing. Women, what you tell these men, show me the money. Mm-hmm. Talk it cheap. Show me the money. Show me the money. Praise the Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Before I go into public too, I don't own any copyright to any of these songs that I'm playing. I don't own any copyright to them. Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is Evangelist Harris with the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. And God gives, as I said before, this month is already the 6th of June. Shoot. That's why we fall. We just got through with one of them. My God, my God. We had a bad one of them. I won't never get that one of them. My God, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to play this song, How I Got Over.
Evening, so don't make a one.
How I got over. Ooh, this last one. It was rough how I got over. Thank the Lord. It was over with. I had to be out. I was out 7 days. So I had my head those 7 days vacation. I took every last one of them. 7 days. I was out. It was rough. That one was rough with the ice and snow. Ooh, it was rough. It was rough. Praise the Lord. But I made it over. I wonder how I got over. I got over by the grace of God. By the grace of God, we are making it on broken pieces. By the grace of God, you making it on broken pieces. And praise the hand, tell Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, life is yours. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, come before you, Lord. Don't know all the answers. You got all the answers. I have questions, but I don't have the answers. But you got the question and the answer. Father, in the name of Jesus, look down on your servant, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless those on the sound of my voice, Lord. They're going through. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lead them and guide them, Father. Talk to them, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Wipe the tears from the eyes, Father. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Those in the operation, Lord. Heal their body, Lord. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Those that need glasses, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Make a way for them to get their glasses. Father, you can hear eyes. You can hear eyesight, Lord. Name of Jesus. So much going on. Oh, Lord. I need to stay in the prayer closet. Lord, I need to stay in the prayer closet. My God, my God. Everything going on. Everything. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Folks sick in their body. They sick, Lord. They sick in their body, Lord. In the know. In the know. Ah, yes, they sick in their body. They need help, Lord. You don't want to get help. Some of the doctors are giving up. Lord, heal. Heal. Come in the midst. Come in the room, Lord. Wherever they may be, come through that house, come through that car. Oh, wherever they might be, come through the hospital, Lord, here. Take control of this situation. Take control, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take control. They need healing. Let healing take place. Let your healing virtue go under the sound of my voice. Let it travel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, oh, God. Touch, name of Jesus, touch the throat, touch the stomach, touch the digestive system, name of Jesus, touch the back problem, touch, oh God, they have to, oh, straighten up the back, oh, put the disc in the back, Lord, heal, name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you, Lord, we need you. They sick people are sick, Lord. They're sick. They need help, Lord. They need healing. Healed on the sound of my voice. Name of Jesus. All kinds of illness. The inflammation in the body. I come against the inflammation in the body. Fever. Oh, Lord, recollect the fever in the name of Jesus. Recollect the fever, Lord. Sometimes they have bad reaction to the medication. Oh, God, intervene, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you in all kinds of situations, all kinds of problems. Oh, God, help me, Lord, help me. I need help. Oh, God, help. Yes, Lord. I need you, Lord. I don't understand something. Oh, God, help. Give me an understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus, anoint me, Lord, the more. On this radio broadcast, anoint me tomorrow, Lord. Name of Jesus, teaching to be touched and delivered and set free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I break every yoke. Oh, I break the cord. I untie, untangle those that are all tied and tangled up in the spirit. I break it. In the name of Jesus, I break the cord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. My. Show me the money. My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. There's so much going on. So much going on. We need you. We need you.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. We have a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Power in the blood. Ooh, I love that. That's power in the blood. My Lord, my Lord.
Now tell me what can wash away my sins. I know that it's nothing but the blood. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. And what the reason I say, oh, bless the
flow,
it's the flow that makes me
wise.
No, 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 no,
The blood of Jesus. Show me the money. That's what I'm talking about. Show me the money. Show me the money. My God, my God. God is a good God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have another song. Praise the Lord. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Show me the money. Oh, happy day.
Well, 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 well.
It was, sure enough, a happy day,
my Lord.
How a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When the Lord was.
Oh, when he was. My sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Let's go back. When the Lord says, not my will, but thine be done.
stones roll away. Yes, it was. Oh, yeah.
Wipes my sins away. How happy day. How happy day.
Oh, in life. What a happy day. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, Miss Mavis Staples.
Yeah. So, bueno.
not us musicians that you may not dig along with him. However, in addition, I must tell you she's promised to another fellow. I am afraid so. No answer? Yes. What? You made a fool of myself. Not at all. I'm not at all. After all, you couldn't know. Will you tell her something for me? Of course. That other guy, he's a pretty lucky fellow. He's in Camino Medio Americano. You have many years yet to know and discover love. It is more different than just meeting a pretty girl on an outshore cemetery. Someday, you will find the girl destined for you. I know. I just did. Thanks anyway, Padre.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services from Barron and Budd. Mesothelioma is a fatal cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. If you or a loved one are a victim, you may be entitled to a share of $30 billion set aside to compensate victims. Hi, I'm Todd Kidd. I will personally meet with you to listen to your story and fight to ensure that you receive the compensation you and your family may deserve. Your claim may be settled in less than a year without filing a lawsuit or going to court. But it is important to know there are deadlines to file your claim. To understand more, I invite you to visit mesokit.com to download your free mesothelioma information kit or call us today for a free consultation so we can get to work helping you and your family. Please, take the first step and contact us today.
Call 800-530-8581. That's 800-530-8581. Or go online to mesokit.com.
In the last year, there was a victim of identity theft every 3 seconds. Could it happen to you?
Somebody used my identification. They had his driver's license in my name, and they had actually purchased a $50,000 vehicle and drove it off the lot. I thought this only happened in the movies. I didn't know what to do, but thankfully I had LifeLock.
With LifeLock, you have a team of experts on your side. Every member gets identity theft detection and alerts, a U.S.-based restoration agent to fix issues, and LifeLock's million-dollar protection package, providing experts and lawyers if needed.
My membership included coverage for an attorney, so I didn't have to take anything out of pocket. LifeLock provides the type of protection I need.
Help protect what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Call the number on your screen or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code MY25 to save 25% off your first year. Call right now.
September 11th, I was crossing the bridge with my grandfather and watched the towers come down. I made 3 phone calls that day. One was to my father to tell him I was okay. The second was to my mother. And the third one was to my recruiter.
On September 11th, I was in the Pentagon when our country was attacked. I remember evacuating through the chaos while helping the injured to safety. Over the course of the next 2 decades, including tours to Iraq and Afghanistan, I've met with thousands of wounded warriors bearing the scars of war. I promised them then, as we promise them today, our country will never forget their service and sacrifice.
I really do appreciate when people come up and tell me thank you for your service. And I'd do it all over again.
It is an amazing honor to serve a great country.
Your gift of just $19 a month will provide free programs and services that can change a person's life forever.
Wounded Warrior Project helped me through my lowest times and my hardest times. Wounded Warrior Project added so much to my life. I can't imagine what life would be without it.
Please call or go online with your gift of just $19 a month. And we'll send you this Wounded Warrior Project blanket as a thank you for your support.
Jason's come a long way. He's exceeded every expectation that I've had for him.
I'm someone who doesn't give up, and I'll never give up.
When America was attacked on September 11th, the bravest among us stepped forward to protect our country. Please give to those who gave so much for us.
the people that are donating, I appreciate them and thank them so much.
Thank you. You are saving lives.
Please call or go online.
Cesar Romero, who plays the mayor in the movie The Crown and the Dam, is best known for his role as the Joker on the 1964 Batman show.
Come on, son, let's go. Welcome up to sit down in that town with him.
Come on, Ike.
Sick or something?
Hey, don't scream up over me, Annie. I'll see you.
Well, you better get a move on, or all you're going to get it. Let's go.
Come on, big man.
Woo!
See you later, Hi.
I'll see you, Billy. You all right? I knowed you long enough to know when you got something in your craw.
And a guy just lie down to catch his breath without everybody trying to put burrs in his britches?
Hey, you're a fair boy. Just been quiet.
I'm fine. I guess I'm just all in.
Yeah, it's what we all ought to do. Get some rest before we're on our way again.
How much further, you? How far we gotta go?
Well, it ain't all up to me, you know that. We stop anytime you and the boys want.
I'm scared, Will. I'm scared to go on, and I'm scared to go back. Sometimes I don't know what we're running to, what we're running from.
All that Yankee crud in Texas, that's what we left behind. And you know it.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday's war. And it's over. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of fighting. I'm sick of fighting other people's wars.
I guess maybe you're right. It's a long ride back. Maybe too long. See you, boy.
Hey, go on, big man.
Thank you.
Until now, we do not speak. Yet we have said much. Wait. I beg you. I am gypsy. I have danced before with men who take not lovers. This is done. I never danced before. To you.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Why are you crying?
I don't know. I'm not having it.
My mouth tastes like I've been drinking sheep.
You're looking at a bird.
Oh, it was some last night, I say. Where'd you learn this?
I had the time.
You should have been with us, Will.
Please, thank you, little boy. Well, we brought a couple of
that. You ready?
What's that on your neck?
Huh?
What's that on your neck?
You did some scratches.
How did you
feel? Feel of a horse.
What are you getting at, kid? I don't know what it was you was riding when you fell off, but it wasn't a horse. And they got claws like a lion. Come on, now tell old man what kind of pussy cat you've been wrestling with.
I guess you could believe what you were.
Solar Ruckus, are you still drunk? Hell no.
Well, hot damn, the tired old sergeant still don't have a lot of juice left in him.
What's all that about?
Oh, nothing. He's still full of salt and pepper.
Well, you better get Billy and get him. Yeah, lots to do.
All right, well, split up. Get that guy. So, now it's the man with the gun.
Supposing that's what we're moseying around for.
It'd just be kind of casual. Tell him you're an admirer of nature and stuff like that.
I think I'll ride up that way, by that old monastery.
You getting a little over there tonight?
Oh, it's all right, as long as we cover the whole valley. Then tomorrow, we'll meet Paco, tell him what we know, collect our money, and we're on our way. Well, that's what we want, eh? We don't want to stay around here for the fireworks.
Hell no!
All right. Hank, yes. Billy,
Ike. Fiction's one of the main landmarks to owe to the history of country music, and it's been that way for decades. The title of the Pine War, you walked it up on door. And it's like 1964.
It's not that big stage, honestly. Not much to it, but a lot of great music's been played here.
I'm just looking at it to try to keep the music going and getting to hang out with all my friends.
Stand up if you are a first-generation college student. Stand up if you're a mother. If you are actively deployed, a veteran, or you're in a military family, please stand. The world in which we live equally distributes talent, but it doesn't equally distribute opportunity, and paths are not always the same.
I'm so tired, Dad.
I will tell you that Southern Hampshire University can change the whole trajectory of your life.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services from Barron & Budd.
Mesothelioma is a fatal cancer caused by exposure to asbestos. If you or a loved one are a victim, you may be entitled to a share of $30 billion set aside to compensate victims. Hi, I'm Todd Kidd. I will personally meet with you to listen to your story and fight to ensure that you receive the compensation you and your family may deserve. Your claim may be settled in less than a year without filing a lawsuit or going to court. But it is important to know there are deadlines to file your claim. To understand more, I invite you to visit mesokit.com to download your free mesothelioma information kit or call us today for a free consultation so we can get to work helping you and your family. Please, take the first step and contact us today.
Call 800-530-8581. That's 800-530-8581. Or go online to mesokit.com.
Grubhub perks give you deals on all the food that makes your blood. Get the food you love with perks from Grubhub.
Stay tuned to get this piping ultra non-stick bakeware that's free from Granny Stone. Are you tired of carpet burns? Lift the show stick and paint on stick. You know you need a new set, but the prices are so high it makes you sick. Well, get ready for a kitchen full of the most durable ultra non-stick cookware at the most affordable price anywhere. Introducing Granite Stone Blue, the fast, easy way to cook gourmet family meals every day. Each piece of Granite Stone cookware is pressed from a solid aluminum disc, then fitted with a stainless steel induction plate for even heat conduction and coated three times with a durable ultra-conductive aluminum glue finish. Granite Stone Blue is concentrated at the 500 degrees.